Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That only carry us on Saturday evenings, or Sunday evenings, or both, or you know, any variety thereof. We've got weeknight affiliates, we've got weekend affiliates, and I bet you heard a completely different show than the normal. Captain, what was it like last weekend?
Oh my gosh, it was, well, the thing I missed the most was just being able to take calls.
Yeah,
you know, it's hard to call this show Free Talk Live without callers, so
it does sound rather hollow.
We did our best. We had, you know, probably, I think we had three hosts every night just to make sure that we had a variety of, you know, personalities and people bringing in different stories and that kind of a thing to keep things rolling.
2 weeks ago, on Tuesday of the week before last, the Federal Bureau of Investigations busted into the studio and destroyed things, maliciously pulled wires out, and basically just took us off the air. And
the terrorists attack, yeah, as I like to call
it. It was the raid that could have been a telephone call. And, yeah, not a surprise. They seem to wander through here whenever they darned well feel like it. And, heck, if you're not going to file civil lawsuits against them for it, why wouldn't they? So they did it, and we're trying to put things back together. Our main host, Ian Freeman, who, if you've listened to the show very often, you certainly are familiar with him.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. He is in the pokey right now, and I don't know when he's going to get out, honestly. His lawyer's asking for bail, but haven't gotten it yet.
And the judge said she would make her decision expeditiously. I did sit in on the bail hearing via Zoom, which had roughly 60 people attending.
Yeah.
I'm assuming most of them were within our community. There was, of course, a bunch of, you know, agents and that kind of a thing, but I think that something like 30 of them were from our community. Yeah.
So there is that was 8 days ago. The expeditiousness has gone on for 8 days, and presumably will go on for Saturday, you know, Sunday.
Yep.
It's not unlikely that she's going to send out an order on Sunday, and so you know, we'll wait to see what happens next week. I don't know what I don't know what the factors are on all these things. I'm just trying to keep a radio show going. So
indeed, and it's good to have you back, Mark.
Thank you.
I feel like, you know, I was the guy, you know, bailing the boat, the water out of the boat, paddling towards shore.
Yes.
You know, just sort of, you know, keeping things from sinking completely. And, you know, of course, Arya's return was very helpful, as Ian had trained her up for specifically, you know, an instance like this. If something ever happened to the studio,
yep,
she could put it back together, so to speak. So she's been key, and also Michael has been key as well. And so now we're basically functioning, at least with the live show, as we were prior to the terrorist attack on the studio.
Yeah, we were. I think as far as I can tell, we're at 100% today.
There's a couple of things behind the scenes that are still not quite up to date. Some of the podcasts are missing from the freetalklive.com archives, things like that.
Okay.
I'm working on posting the backlog of those up so that folks who only go to that site can catch up. If folks do need to catch up, you can go get all of the episodes at soundcloud.com/freetalklive. soundcloud.com/freetalklive. If you've missed any episodes, they're there. Also, I realize that folks don't have, you know, 3 hours to listen to every episode that they might have missed.
It's actually the podcast, the three-hour radio show is 2-hour podcast.
Right.
But, yeah, anyway.
But the, Riley Blake does the digest version, and those are also available at SoundCloud.
That's true. The digests are great. If you want to keep up on Free Talk Live, a listener, Riley Blake, does a great job of just condensing down the things that he didn't like. You know, he just tosses them out and makes about a 45 minutes.
It's usually a half hour thereabouts, and it's the highlight reel.
Yeah, and I think that's so awesome. Let's go to the phones. We've got Jet calling in from the Western United States. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just want to ask a simple question and then kind of go off on about a 30-second comment. And that question is, what organization uses this phrase? Give us your monies or we will hurt you.
Well, none of them say that, but only the state does that.
The mafia?
Well, no.
Well, yeah, that's true. The mafia would do that too. Yeah.
Yes.
Anybody running a protection racket?
Yes.
That's why these people should not be referred to anything but the federal mafia. The fact is that last week you guys were raided by several of Joe Biden's gangs, we'll call them, the FBI, for example, because they claim that you are an unlicensed money transmitter.
Yeah, what's a license? It's when the government takes your right away and then sells it back to you.
Yeah.
Yes, that means that you didn't give him money. That's what it means.
They didn't get their cut.
And plain. Didn't get their cut. So they decided they're gonna come in and teach you a lesson and help you understand that you are their little bee and slave. And unless you give them money, you're not going to be able to do what you need to do. So this is why they are nothing but common mafia street gangs. More commonly, you might want to say, because you like to use the word terrorist, you could say domestic terrorist, because that's what they are. And let's see.
One of the things I think of when you say mafia is that it's sort of ethnic specific. You know, the mafia is kind of, Italy is the first thing I can think of when you say that. But I kind of like the term, I mean, mob. Is another term that is a little more generic.
Yeah.
You know, if you talk about different places.
Cartels?
Well, remember the fellow that got jailed? Remember the fellow that got jailed a long time ago for writing a book called The Federal Mafia?
No.
What the heck was
the protest is a democratic right before being taken away by law enforcement officers from his union's office.
He says that now.
In Colombo.
But if he really gets the power, he'll eliminate that. Democratic right to protest right quick.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not going to protest the guy's name, although it is, I don't know, would you want to be running around, you know, Russia named Joseph Stalin?
He's in Sri Lanka.
Okay. Sri Lanka, wherever. Would you want that as your name?
I wouldn't want to be running around Russia, period.
You
no
prefer
offense
moseying
to people that
meandering?
Live in Russia, but...
Just go for a nice walk through the Kremlin.
Rollerblading, perhaps?
Definitely not in my top 100 countries I want to visit.
Okay.
No offense, Russia.
I mean, I'd like to visit, you know.
Yeah. Is there some...
There's just 100 more places that I'd rather be before Russia.
There's 186 places that I'd rather visit.
186 places?
How many countries are there in the world? It's like
A couple hundred, a little more than 200, 220,
is it really,
something like
really
that.
Up there? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I think so. I could think of at least 100. I'll let you know on the break. I got a list.
I mean, like, just for visiting, I really want to go to Ireland.
Or Iceland. I hear Iceland's beautiful.
A friend of mine, him and his wife went to Iceland, and they spent a majority of their time in Reykjavik. And then they rented one of these Airbnb deals, like, during the winter time, and they sent me pictures of it, and it was just gorgeous.
Oh,
I'm sure. Oh, wow. You know, I didn't. I've never really looked into Iceland, but like as far as if you're going to find great scenery, I mean, they've got it, certainly.
Yeah, it's very beautiful.
But Ireland, I just want to go on a whiskey tour and drink with, like, Irish people, you know? Like, that's really what I want to do. Get some,
it's a good place to do it.
Maybe hit Scotland while I'm there, you know?
Have you tried Boston?
Yeah, but I don't want to pack my car around the corner.
Okay. So you can get that experience, the light version of that experience.
You mean you don't want to pay $100 to park your car?
Yeah, right, yeah. Or to get it untowed.
Yeah.
603-283-6160. If your name was Joseph Stalin, would you expect to be arrested? We're going to talk about well, a whole bunch of other stuff, including, are neckties a sign of elitism? This is Free Talk Live. It's the Sunday Night Edition.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
missed it the first time. And we're back.
Nice. I feel good about that.
Okay.
Have you guys been practicing?
No, that was completely ad-libbed.
Yeah, we rented a studio, and we brought in a vocal coach, and no, we did none of that.
I got the point, and then I totally ad-libbed.
Yeah.
Me too. Yes, it is Ad-Lib Talk Live. We apologize to some people who did not receive the first segment of tonight's show. We had some technicalities. They have been resolved, I'm assured, by our producers and our crack engineering team. Thank you to all the folks behind the scenes who make this show happen. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
We were talking about this guy in Sri Lanka named Joseph Stalin who got arrested. But before we went to the sponsor break, I teased that I asked a question.
Okay.
And the question is, do you think that neckties are elitist?
Before we move on to that, though.
Oh, okay. Because you got more about Stalin?
Well, I had put out a request.
Are you Stalin for Stalin?
I'm Stalin for Stalin. But I had put out a request that I'm not sure if they heard us, because I don't know where we were broadcast.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Whether or not you can name your kid either Adolf or Hitler in Germany. And if you have some knowledge of German history and culture.
Who's the guy that always calls us?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He may not have heard the prompt.
Oh, yeah. Robert in, is it South Carolina, maybe, the guy?
I think so.
Is that the guy?
That sounds familiar.
Is like, German this, German that. And
well, if we're just calling people out by name all of a sudden, then yes. If you're listening, Robert, in South Carolina.
And you know whether or not, like, I mean,
and you didn't hear the first segment.
If I'm a German resident and I have children, I am not naming my children either Adolf or Hitler.
Why not?
And I think most German people agree with that.
I would hope so.
Do you think they're going to overthrow the country and take over the political realms and we're going to have the rise of second Adolf?
Taste.
I just don't want my kids to be that bullied through school.
Okay.
Right? Now, if they grow up and they want to change their name to Adolf Hitler later in life, that's their choice. I can do about that.
Depends what school they go to. You could get a school where they're getting hailed all the time.
Where do you hail from?
Then they'll really have a complex.
I believe it's called Heil, but, you know, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Silly American.
For the same, I mean, why do I not want to name my children? For the same reason I don't want to name them Joseph Stalin, you know.
Okay.
Or any other horrific politician or, you know, mass murderer, you know. Like, are you going to name your kids, Jeffrey Dahmer, right? You know, like,
yeah. Well, and I know some
people. How many names are off limits, really?
Well, I know some people just name their kids random stuff, like, oh, I like this random name, that sounds nice. But personally, I think that children's names should have significant meaning. You know, just like when I get a tattoo, I want it to have a significant meaning behind it. And not everybody feels that way.
Sure.
Some people just like to get random tattoos that look cool. That's cool, too. They totally have the right to do that. But it's nice when a name has a story behind it or some nice significant meaning. So when you name your kid Joseph Stalin or Adolf Hitler, it's like, okay, so what's the story behind that? Like, what was the inspiration behind that?
I don't know. It feels like it's a taboo thing.
Yeah.
To me, anyway. So I was trying to think of who's the guy with the swastika on his forehead?
Charles Manson.
You're not going to name your kid that.
But you might name him Charles.
Maybe.
And there's other people already named Manson. Where do you draw the line?
Well, Marilyn Manson is the... he named himself that or created that name because it's a combination of Marilyn Monroe and Charles Manson.
Yeah.
So I always thought that a good idea for like a Marilyn Manson cover act would be Charles Monroe.
That would be. Yeah, I like it.
But if you want to name your kid Adolf, does it have to be after Hitler?
Not necessarily.
No.
It seems off limits, though.
I mean... There's only one famous Adolf, or infamous, depending on your perspective, I
Got
guess.
It.
So, yeah. But did these guys wear neckties? I think they did. I think politicians all wear neckties.
Probably. Strangled. Red flag.
You know, when you...
It's on the list of extremists.
Yeah. people that wear neckties.
We talked about that last night, too, and it's comical. It's comical that the United States government is targeting, you know, United States citizens, so to speak.
Well, they're domestic terrorists. This of implies, course they have to target
this
them.
This implies that there are some feral terrorists running around as well.
I even brought my ANCAP hat.
Oh, I love it.
Just for that.
That's great.
Now, I do see that it... Okay, it can only go on one way. It is half black and half yellow. Yeah. I wonder if there's another version of that hat where it's half yellow and half black.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So like, I don't know. Is a zebra white with black stripes or black with white stripes?
I don't know. I'm thinking specifically of that Star Trek episode, the original series, Star Trek OG, where... There's a guy who's half painted black and half painted white.
Yeah.
And he's fighting against another guy who appears to also be half painted black and white, but it's white and black, not black and white.
Yeah.
And nobody really notices the difference until, midway through the show or whatever. Then they're like, oh, you're black on the left side and he's black on the right side.
Those old episodes of Star Trek are way too woke for me, dog. I don't need political commentary.
They were way less woke than woke is today, for sure. They were, you know, they were trying to teach humanity some lessons, you know, like, hey, don't be racist, for example, which was the point of that entire episode.
Understood.
But this also from RT, ditch neckties to save energy, says the Spanish Prime Minister. Pedro Sanchez's call comes after his government set air conditioners to 27 degrees Celsius. What's the translation there?
I think we calculated that it's somewhere in the 80s Fahrenheit.
Okay. So, well, we'll get into
which is still too hot.
Yeah, it's far too hot.
I feel like neckties are a symbol of elitism, and thus I don't wear them ever.
Okay.
I have, you know... The last time I ever put one on, I hated neckties so much that I just didn't wear a necktie. I put on a bow tie.
Okay.
Just to make a point.
Just because, yeah, I was like, no, I don't want to be like all y'all.
Yeah.
Right? You know?
At one point, I started wearing the bow ties to work, and I was told not to because it was way too formal. Necktie, okay. Bow tie, no.
Is that just taking it to the next level?
It was upsetting my other coworkers.
What about just like a cummerbund?
They were triggered.
Being that person that's complaining, this guy over here wearing a bow tie is making me really uncomfortable.
That's basically what it was. Except it was multiple complaints from multiple coworkers.
Somebody in our chat room says 30 degrees is 86 degrees.
Yeah, so somewhere in the 80s. Do 27 if you're going to do the math. Like, if you're plugging it into a formula calculator, just...
I was told there would be no math.
You got it from the chat room.
I didn't study for that.
As a matter of fact, elementary school teacher, I am carrying a calculator in my pocket with me wherever I go. I love pointing that out at every chance that I can because they all told me, you have to learn this because you'll never be able to carry a calculator in your pocket with you wherever you go. And guess what? It's called the magic rectangle. 603-283-6160. Do you think necktie...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Russo reporting. The Senate Sunday passed the Inflation Reduction Act in a party line vote. Vice President Kamala Harris casting the tie-breaking vote.
The yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative, and the bill, as amended, is passed. Yeah!
There's a tourist lockdown going on in China.
About 80,000 tourists are stranded in a southern Chinese beach resort after authorities declared it a COVID-19 hotspot and imposed a lockdown. Within the last 2 days, there were 358 cases. China's ruling Communist Party sticks steadfastly to a zero-COVID approach. Railway authorities banned all ticket sales, while all flights were also canceled. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Tony Marissa reporting. New York Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, she said the evidence coming out of the House January 6th committee investigation is shocking. And she expects the Department of Justice to take action.
I think for Merrick Garland to see this evidence, he should be doing his own full investigation. I will expect indictments out of the Department of Justice in the weeks and months to come.
The head of the Republican Party in Collin County, Texas, defends censuring Senator John Thune, who's been censured by his party in multiple Texas counties. At issue is his co-authoring of the gun safety legislation signed by President Biden. Speaking to ABC affiliate WFAA, Collin County Republican Party Chair Abraham George said new laws always infringe on the rights of law-abiding citizens.
The criminals don't care about having a red flag laws. They don't care about putting a gun-free zone. They don't look at those signs.
I'm Tony Marussa for USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
And we're back.
Yes, we are back. It is Free Talk Live. It's the Sunday Night Edition. The telephone number here in the studio for you to join in the conversation tonight is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
We were talking about this article where a man named Joseph Stalin got arrested, and then we were talking about names and why you wouldn't name your kid certain things, like Joseph Stalin, for example.
We should say a man, Joseph Stalin, because we don't know what his gender is. Just Joseph Stalin got arrested.
Don't assume his gender.
We were talking about why you wouldn't want to name your children Joseph Stalin and or Adolf Hitler, but what about, like,
Charles Manson?
Adolf Stalin.
Joseph
Hitler.
Oh, that's
a fun mashup.
You know, would you name your kid that? And then Richie Rich, of course, you had asked a question. You know, do you think it's illegal? You know, I think it's taboo, obviously, in Germany to name your kid like
Hitler. I think Nikki was questioning it.
I've heard that there's an actual law against it, but I wasn't positive, so I threw it back to the listeners.
Yep, yep. And fortunately for us, we happen to have a listener who has, you know, repeatedly told us how much time he's spent in Germany and done German things, and how much he likes Germany and knows Germany and all that stuff. And we've got him on hold, and we'll bring him on.
We took hold of the summoning stone.
We did. We conjured up Robert, and let's just bring him on. We conjured up Robert in South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. I just wanted to say that with regard to showing any Nazi signs like the swastika and stuff like that, that's strictly prohibited in Germany. You can actually be, it's against the law. I mean, it's a crime that you can be penalized for that seriously. With regard to naming your child...
What are they going
to
do, throw you in the gulag?
That would be up to the jury. I don't think anybody's dared to give them an opportunity.
All right.
You know?
What about naming your kid like Adolf Hitler or something along those lines?
Or just Adolf?
I think the same thing would apply, and I think the laws are kind of written that way, but you have to go to the Standesamt, which means the Office of Registration, where you'd register the name of a child who's just born, who you're naming,
yep.
And then the Standesamt would either turn it down or accept it, and if the Standesamt turns it down, then you could go to the mayor.
Wait. So in Germany, the government has to approve the name you choose for your child?
It's not just Germany. Well, there's a handful of European countries that have BS like that.
Oh, that's...
Hold on, Robert, one second. But then you have people here, like Elon Musk, that name their kid unintelligible letters and numbers and symbols.
Yeah.
And then you go, that's why they have the law.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so anyhow, you go to the Standesamt, and they, you know, if they thought it was, you know, something that would, the word would be for air, if you give a despotic figure like that honor, in other words, praise, if you praise him, something praiseworthy, that's, if you, a name that would praise him, or in other words, it would kind of mimic his name or be the same as his name, it would be kind of, they could say that, okay, that would be unacceptable because you're doing what they're trying to prevent you from doing, and they could turn that down, you know, and of course, then the mayor, of course, would, because that office is under is part of the mayoral, authority.
Yeah.
The mayor could say, okay, good, you can't do it, or yes, you can, because it would be up to the mayor, I think. And,
so you have to come up with a good reason. Like, why do you want to name your kid Adolf? And you just go, like, child sacrifice. They go, kill baby Hitler.
There's nothing wrong with the name Adolf per se, but the problem is that it's kind of connected with Adolf Hitler. That's the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
But on the other hand, Adolf used to be a perfectly good name before Adolf Hitler came around.
A strong German name.
So I wonder if someone...
Yeah, just like Rudolf. I mean, my grandfather's name is Rudolf.
Rudolf Hitler.
Well, I'm wondering if someone tried to make the argument, this is a family name, you know, my great-great-grandfather was named Adolf, I want to name my kid Adolf. I wonder if that would be accepted, or if they would just turn it down and say, no, it's too taboo now because of Hitler.
Where's your great-great-grandfather from? Argentina?
I suspect they would turn that down, but I don't know for sure. You know, I don't know. You'd have to try it.
So it's mostly that there's some authority that gives you permission or not. So it's not outright prohibited. You just...
It just will probably get denied.
I swear I remember watching, like, a game show, and I don't know if it was, like, Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune or one of those, but, like, there was a contestant whose name was Adolf.
Okay.
On one of these things. Either that or it was like a skit on like Saturday Night Live where like Turd Ferguson was going up against Adolf something or another. And, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure. Go ahead, Robert.
But you know something? I don't think any parent would do it because they would figure that that'd be a schwer enough title to whom. In other words, a hard disadvantage for their child. No parent would do that to their kid. No.
I don't know. Some parents name their kids really bizarre things. It's like, your kid's going to get bullied for the rest of their life. That is mean.
There's a chick named Marijuana Pepsi.
There was a guy who was inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame. His name is Leroy Butler, or Leroy Butler. It's not pronounced Leroy, apparently, according to him.
Leroy!
In his acceptance speech that he just gave, like, maybe even earlier today, he was thanking his children, right? And one of his daughters' name is L'Oreal. And he said, like, after he said thank you, he's like, I was just watching TV and a commercial came on for some makeup and it said L'Oreal, and I was like, that's what I'm naming my daughter. And
oh,
so his daughter's
no.
name is
so
L'Oreal.
Glad you didn't have twins.
Yeah, L'Oreal.
L'Oreal and Maybelline.
You know, world of respect for the guy and what he accomplished, but, like, really, you named your daughter L'Oreal? Hey, David, thanks for the, or Robert, thanks for the call.
Now you summoned him.
Shoot.
Now you summoned him.
Dun, dun, dun.
You said the name.
Hush.
In whispers, he who shall not be named.
Get the sage.
Isn't there some sort of a dance that you can do to, you know, ward off the evil spirits or something?
What's the yoga pose?
What's the yoga pose that, like...
I don't think there is.
So let's go back to the necktie thing, because, like, I really do feel like neckties are a sign of, like, being an elitist.
Okay.
Or at least wanting to
be part. Or at least a D-bag.
Or wanting to be part of the... It's the same way I feel about golf.
Okay.
Like, I don't have anything against people who, like, want to go play golf. It's just that golf is, generally speaking, a little bit racist and very elitist.
Captain, it's like, I'd hate to call you out here.
Call me out.
I have photo evidence of you playing golf.
He's a cis white male. He's allowed.
You do. But I guarantee you, I am not wearing a tie.
You are not wearing a tie. You're probably wearing that same outfit.
I'm probably wearing this exact same outfit. I believe I'm wearing a hat as well.
Yep.
Which I rarely do. But
it was sunny.
When it's sunny and or rainy, I will don some sort of a head device, mostly to keep...
Was this the real golf or like the putt-putt mini-golf?
No, it was mini-golf at Rogers Campground.
It was worse than putt-putt mini-golf because it was Rogers Campground.
1970s.
And they have obviously not maintained these mini-golf holes, like, at all.
Like, I saw pictures on social media. I wasn't sure if we were talking about what I've seen photo evidence of.
Yeah, it was at
some other golf encounter.
It was at ForkFest this year. Yeah. The first annual... what do we call it?
Mini golf tournament.
No.
I don't know if I can say the name on the radio.
It was the four Coxmen of the Acocalypse. Because in the mini golf area, they have these four giant roosters that are like metal,
rusty
metal.
Roosters.
I don't know if they're brass or whatever, but they've turned brown. And there's one in each corner of, we'll call it the lot, where these mini golf holes are. They're not attached. They're obviously somebody who's just trying to decorate the area a little bit. And there's four of them. And so, like, I took a photo of it, of course, and, like, every now and again I'll bust it out and be like, hey, look, it's a picture of my cock, because it's a rooster, right?
More than one way to get your rooster brown,
yeah.
I guess.
So, I think I even posted on social media, so, I'm over on the Facebook. If you ever want to see a picture of my cock, there it is. So, neckties.
Neckties.
You can wear them anywhere. But why would you want to? Like, what? I don't even understand the point of a necktie.
Well, okay, the original point was to protect your shirt from dirt and debris.
So it was just a giant napkin.
It was a giant
napkin. Or a tiny napkin, apparently.
Correct.
Or it devolved into a napkin. Because I get, like, the bolo tie. That's just to keep your shirt closed, yep. Right? If you don't have buttons or something, right? 603-283-6160. Our necktie.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Some teamwork right there.
Yeah. That's effing teamwork.
Yes, it is. Free Talk Live. Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. It is the Sunday night edition. The telephone number, if you would like to participate in the conversation, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. Oh, it looks like Drunk Mike from Wisconsin dropped off the line. I screened him, and I'm like, what's your topic? He's like, I've been drinking. And I'm like, you want to talk about drinking? Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm like,
call back.
Maybe he got all thumbs or something, you know. But in the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Rich.
Let's just go to Vincent calling from South Carolina. Vincent, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Ladies. Can you hear me?
Yep. What's on your mind?
I wear a necktie every day and a jacket.
Why?
And I have to tell you a couple things. I think it's elitist to say it's elitist to wear a necktie.
Okay.
You're woke. Right? And two, the girls love neckties.
Are you compelled to wear the necktie?
Yeah. Do you wear them voluntarily, or is it like required by like your job or whatever?
I do. And I get great service at Walmart. They'll open a register for me.
Well, look, a guy in a tie. We better open a new register for this guy.
Well, yeah, you and the girls, I guess. I'm an old man. I get smiles and looks and people talk to me.
Why do you... Are you saying that when you don't wear the necktie and the suit coat that nobody talks to you and you get crappy service?
Exactly. It's all about the necktie.
So
I believe it, honestly.
How often do you not wear the necktie and the suit coat?
I guess when I'm cutting the grass.
So like weekends or something like that?
Right. Well, no. If I'm going someplace on a Saturday down to Charleston, I don a necktie.
So why do you do that?
Like, outside of the reasons you've given, like, what? When did you start?
You need more reasons?
Yeah, when did you start? Service. Was it something that, like, your parents did? You know, they were like, okay, we're getting him a suit and a tie, and he's just going to wear it?
Yeah. Better service and attention from women is not good enough for you, Kevin.
I don't, like, right. I have.
Tough crowd.
It's not that I've never worn a suit and a tie. I have. But I have not received those things.
Oh, okay.
When wearing a suit and a tie. In fact, they're just uncomfortable to me. I don't like my neck being, like, you know, wrapped around with a thing that serves absolutely no purpose outside of decoration.
Yeah, no. Style knows no comfort, you know?
And also, like, part of the reason that I don't like the tie, specifically, is because of politicians and used car salesmen. And, I don't know, I can think of, you know, a couple hundred other examples, I think, where, like, people who I don't like or don't agree with how, you know, they choose to treat other people wear ties. Particularly people I used to attend church as a child. I was forced to. I was given no choice. And everybody who attended church always wore a tie, except for, like, a handful of people. And I always wondered about, how come they don't wear a tie? And it turned out that it was just their choice not to.
Okay.
And I was like, that's weird. How come I don't get that choice? And my parents never gave me a really good reason. They were just like, no, you're going to blah, 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 Sunday, blah, blah, blah.
I think that probably has more to do with it than anything else. Because he, you know, was it Vincent? You just said, like, style has no comfort. There's something to that effect, right? Okay.
Right.
Now, I have one pair of blue jeans and, like, over a dozen suits. And the suits, if you get a good suit, is way more comfortable than any pair of blue jeans.
I'm with you, except for the necktie.
Got it.
Right? Like the suit shirt, the nice silky shirt, right?
Yeah.
And the well-fitted pants, you know, especially if it's tailored to you specifically.
Yeah.
Right? Of course. Of course it's more comfortable. It's the thing around the neck that I don't like, because it just seems like somebody's going to reach out and start to strangle you with it.
Okay.
Well
that's why the CIA wears clip-ons.
Some clip-ons?
No.
Vincent, do you wear clip-ons or do you tie your own tie?
Oh, of course. Blah, 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 blah. How could you say that?
Here, let me say it again. Vincent, do you wear clip-ons or do you tie your own tie?
No, of course I tie my own tie.
Okay. Now, do you also...
This is the real deal.
Do you also wear bow ties, perhaps?
No, I do not. That's elitist. I am a man of the people.
Vincent, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
I do get what he's saying, though. You know, when you have, like, a well-dressed man, you know, you can tell it's a nice suit. He's probably a businessman, might be rich. I could see how that could get you more attention from ladies and, you know, better service.
More it's attention, like, from gold diggers, maybe.
Maybe. So. But, well, it's like, this guy looks handsome. You know, he looks good. He's taking care of himself. I could see how that would be appealing to others.
I'm also going to throw this out there and take a shot at libertarians. And libertarian men.
We don't have any booze here in the studio. We can't take shots.
Well, take one for me later. Pour a little bit out. Because I think some of it is that similar attitude that only the elitist will dress like that. And then they look less professional than everybody else that they're going up against, like their competition. Right? Like this, you know, when you go to a job interview or if you're, you know, going in for whatever, you dress like one level down with whomever you're going to. Because they're at the top.
I disagree.
Okay, you can disagree, but that's the advice.
I disagree, because, like, you can just wear a nice collared shirt as long as it's nice, it's clean, right? It's not stained, it's not beat up. You can just wear a nice shirt and a pair of slacks to the same interview, and guess what? You've already set yourself apart from everybody wearing a suit and a tie.
Maybe.
Right?
I guess it depends on the interviewer.
And as long as you have confidence that you can do the job and you're the right guy for the job, not only is that going to set you apart, but you are going to seem like you are more relaxed.
And if you're the interviewer, right, you always have the nice suit and the nice tie. Because you have to be, you can't appear to be less than the person you're interviewing.
Well, I also think that professionally, like, as far as professional dress attire goes, the tie takes it from business casual to business professional. There's a lot of jobs where you can do
that's the societal
part of the dress code.
That's the societal norm, but is there any logic to that? Why does that exist?
Because perception is reality. I mean, that's...
Is it, though?
Yeah,
it
is. I disagree. Not in this case.
In the case of suits and ties,
I disagree. In fact, I have...
They have the whole Milgram experiment on just a dude in a lab coat. right?
Sure, like I get
you
that.
You put on the lab coat,
yeah.
And they go like, oh, this guy is an authority.
Yeah.
Right? If you put on a suit and tie and you start bossing people
but
around.
But I also think it's stupid for people to evaluate people based on just what they're wearing instead of the merits of their character.
I mean,
that's fine, too.
That's absolutely true, but there is something with human psychology where they see the lab coat or they see the nice suit and tie.
Yeah.
And I think it's wrong.
It's a horrible perception to have.
If you walk into a room and it's a bunch of polo shirts and a dude in a suit, dude in a suit is in charge. Like, that's who everyone's going to look at.
That is how the dynamic works, but that doesn't mean it's right.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that's what it is.
Yeah.
Like, that is the world we live in.
I feel you.
And so, again, back to the libertarian. Like, I've been around, I haven't gone, you know, recently, but I've seen the photos of ill-fitted suits on libertarian dudes at, like, Liberty Forum, right?
Well, because it's the only time of year they
pull it out, and they don't fit it properly.
Right. It was made to them several years ago, or they lost a bunch of weight, or
they gained
a hand-me-down or something.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So if that's the perception, right, that you're putting out to everyone else, right, you're not going to look as proper and authoritative in the political world as the well-fitted, well-suited,
well-coordinated crappy world to like be in.
Well,
like,
and that's a whole other thing where it's like, should libertarians even be playing in the ball field with other political parties?
If they want to win, yes.
So if you want to win and you want to be part of the political games, as stupid as it might be, you kind of have to
go get a good suit.
Yeah, go get a good suit.
If you're of the opinion that you believe you can change the system from the inside,
which you really can't, so it's kind of a waste of time.
I mean, there's something to be said, like, you know, first of all, I don't believe, like, voting is, like, a good way for people to organize and, like, do things and, like, at least politically voting for, like, oh, a mayor of our town or, like, you know, an elect board or whatever, right? Any of these things, much less a president, right? Like, I don't need a president. I've never needed a president. If you need that kind of a leader, please feel free to go find yourself a leader and follow that leader. Allow them to lead you to wherever the heck it is you're going. But that's a question no one has been able to answer for me, which is, you know, why do we even refer to these people as leaders? They're not. They're rulers. And if they are leaders, where are we going that we need to be led?
But if you're gonna walk into a room and you want to know who the leader is, he's the best-looking and well-dressed guy. That's the authoritative instinct is there.
I disagree with that.
Okay.
Because, I mean, not 100% of the time, right? There's part of the time when you are correct, right? If that happens to be the case and, like, something goes on, they're going to look at that guy. But there's also something to be said for the tall man.
Yeah, same idea.
As opposed to the suit and tie, right? So 603-283-6160. More of your calls, more fun articles, more of our zany antics is coming up here on Free Talk Live. Hour number two is coming up.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management.
You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.